I'd like to switch now to some questions that are sort of difficult to see. There's
another blue jay.
Another jay. Just for a minute, I thought he was black and white.
We had a rose-breasted grosbeak here the other day.
Yes, sir.
They're one of the prettiest ones they are.
Again, I haven't seen those things in years and years. This is... I think I'll quit my job and just build a bird nest down here and a bird feeder. I notice up the road there somebody selling nests, very attractive.
Bird houses.
Bird houses. Mm-hmm. But what I'd like to do now is get some idea of how life, just ordinary life, might be. Going to school and going to church and birth and childhood and illness and death and just things in general like that. And I'm interested here not only in the words but in the attitudes that people would have. And the attitudes, well, one thing comes to mind, the idea of having the body of a dead member of the family brought back to the house or never leave the house.
Yes.
Things like that. But,
I've known that too. When someone would die, they would lay them out and dress them there at home. Mm-hmm. And then there were two or three men around the community that made coffins. And then they'd take them from the home, direct from the home to the cemetery. Mm-hmm.
Did the coffins have special wood or any particular wood?
No, usually they made it out of pine because they could get easier worked and easier to cut and fit. And then they would cover it more than likely with black cloth.
Oh, I see.
And line it with white cloth, usually.
Mm-hmm. How would the person be buried? In certain best clothes, or would they make special clothes? Or
well, usually in the best clothes they had. Sometimes they'd buy a suit for them, mm-hmm. or make a special dress for them. Mm-hmm. I've known the ladies in the community, two or three of them, to get together and make a special dress for women and girls.
Mm-hmm. What would the widow wear, or members of the family, and particularly widows?
The widow usually tried to have a black dress, wear black, and the children whatever clothing they had.
Mm-hmm. How long would she wear the black?
Oh, not many days.
She wouldn't. Mm-hmm. And did people say the black meant a certain thing?
That they were mourning their dead. And, mm-hmm. Well, and then nearly every woman that went to the funeral services wore black.
Oh, I see. Mm-hmm. And the funeral would be at home too?
More than likely, yes, or at the graveside.
We spoke yesterday of a cemetery, but was it always called a cemetery?
Graveyard.
Be more frequent.
Yes. Uh-huh. 60 years ago it was.
I see. Mm-hmm.